I don't go to quicksand, right? I go to the rock of ages. Thank y'all so very much. A great word in song this morning, a great way to kick off our service. And we're just thankful for you being here. Look, you may have been invited. Somebody may have invited you to come today. You may have just been seeking. The Lord just drew you here. We've had a lot of people on our guest cards. There's a spot there to say, how'd you hear about River Road? They drove by. We got drive-bys. And they come. The Lord draws them here. So however you got here, we're grateful that you're here. And our prayer for you is that you'll leave these premises having been ministered to richly in God's word and in fellowship and prayer and song and just worship the Almighty. So we're thankful for you being here. And during our time of fellowship, we're going to put in your hands a brochure of information outlining the various opportunities for you to get further engaged, you and your household. So please read through that material. And there's also a guest card we ask you to please complete so we can pray for you. And if you got a specific request, indicate what that might be on the backside of that prayer card, the guest card, so we can pray for you this new week. So thank you for being here. We love you, Lord. Grateful for you being here. Hey, real quick before I forget, kudos to Central High School Band. 5-time national champions, I understand. Brother Neil Ruby, all right, your leadership. Great work, you and your entire staff. That's That's unheard of. That's a milestone. So God bless you guys. Keep on keeping on. We're behind you guys, and we're very proud of you. I've got a lot to cover real quick. Hallelujah Night is Wednesday, and look, I've been spreading these all over the place. We don't want these leftovers. There's nothing we can do with them. They're dated. So take these. You got some downstairs, upstairs, and be inviting fervently this week. So you may have family members, you may have coworkers, just strangers, it doesn't matter. Put them in the gas pumps, wherever, and spread the word about Hallelujah Night. And then, guys, as people come on our campus, we want them to be saturated with the gospel. So make sure your booth, all right, some way, shape, or form is exposing them to the gospel. So when they leave here Wednesday evening, they have been touched in many ways of the love of Jesus. So we have these. And then also, being we're doing this on Wednesday, you may have, I don't know, I'm never home on Hallelujah. I'm never home on, I don't even like Halloween. I don't celebrate Halloween. I don't even recognize Halloween. But anyway, it is what it is, the 31st. And so you may have trick-or-treaters coming to your door. Well, we've got Gospels of John, and they're in a basket at the Welcome Center here, Welcome Center upstairs, all right? So look, you may be giving them candy and stuff. Give them the gospel. Put these in the hands of the guardian that comes with the child, the mom, dad, whoever's with them, and spread the word. Hey, they're on your premises, said the spider to the fly, and give them the good news of Jesus. So we've got plenty of these. If those baskets get emptied out, we can replenish them like the loaves and the fishes, all right? So we've got Gospels of John. There's also tracts. There's seasonable tracts over there on the track rack. So take those. Let's be on mission in our Jerusalem. And also, don't forget your one. And by the way, you can go to Who's Your One, spelled out, whosyourone.com, and there's a 40-day devotional, and I think there's two devotionals available to you, 40-day devotional, family devotional out there regarding Who's Your One, whosyourone.com, all right? And a great resource that the North American Mission Board has put out for us to utilize. So pray for your one, and then our one-day revival with Dr. Herb Rivas, North Jacksonville Baptist Church is going to be with us November the 10th. And I shared with you last week, he is a shuck the corn preacher. I love Brother Herb. I've been on trips with him before. He's a very humble man. He's a different person outside the pulpit than he is inside. Trust me. But I'm telling you, you get your one here, they will be exposed richly to the gospel. But he's going to be preaching to the lost, but he's also going to be preaching to the church. It's going to be a great day and night. He's going to be here Sunday morning and Sunday night. So please mark November 10th and do all you can to invite guests to be with us, especially your one. It's going to be a great day in the Lord. All right, today's also, we're going to do this in our prayer time, is a concerted effort through Mustard Seed Ministry, which Michael Creed's one of the missionaries we support who is serving in Japan, to pray specifically for Japan, the lostness of Japan. We're going to cover them during our time of prayer. Also, we're commissioning a team this morning. You guys come forward who are serving with JARS this week. And there's a lot of work that are going to be doing on campus at JARS in Waxhaw, North Carolina. And this is a great way, look, this is a good opportunity, Brother Kevin's, I believe, leading on this team, where you can just use your skill base on the mission field. And so no matter how you're skilled, no matter what it is, think about, Lord, how can I use my skill base, whatever that might be, to serve on the mission field? And so these guys are using their construction skill base to minister there at JARS in Waxhaw, North Carolina. And so we want to pray for you guys and for God to use y'all in a great, mighty way to minister to those who minister, but also to give you open door opportunities. I know you're going to be making a visit with a guy here there to be bold. Amen, absolutely. And that's what it's all about. He's got his card laminated. I'm impressed, Kevin. Yeah. Man, he's serious.
Got to keep it clean.
Amen. There you go. So an opportunity to be bold for the Lord, and we'll be praying. Please be in prayer for them this week. And another side note, in our Jerusalem, Carroll County Soup Kitchen, grape jelly. We only got 154 jars out of 400. We're low. So bring in the grape jelly jars. All right, let's load up the Go Center with grape jelly. Let's go over 400. We can do it. And we need to get those over to the soup kitchen into this week, I understand. All right, without further ado, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Hey, Christian, standing. You may not can get him out of the carrier. I introduce your new little one. I know the Harrises are just thrilled. Their new little addition. Introduce your new one. A month old. Amen. Yes. So what you're supposed to do, Christian, you tell me his name when he was born. Carson. Amen. Welcome, Carson. Praise the Lord. Amen. We rejoice. We rejoice with you. Your word for today is let the word of Christ dwell richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. May his word do just that in our lives today, that we leave here a changed people. Amen. Make that your prayer, Colossians 3:16. You pray and ask God to do a work in your life, and we'll pray for this team as well as the needs of Japan. You pray. I'll close this out. Father in heaven, we're so grateful and thankful for the opportunity, the privilege that you've allowed us to assemble corporately here today without fear of persecution. And we have these premises by which you have graced us with to meet in. We're thankful, Lord, for having multiple copies of your word in not only written form, but electronic form. May we never take for granted your word. And Lord, we're thankful for the opportunities that we have on a daily basis to be on mission for you. Lord, I pray for all of our ones, those who need Christ. And Lord, use us to get to that point of engaging in gospel conversation. Lord, that you would use us to expose them to the rich love of Jesus and your willingness to forgive them as you have us. We pray for our forthcoming one-day revival, Lord, that you will use that as a premise, Lord, that many would come to know Christ, and that also the body of Christ would be richly edified as well. So we pray for Brother Herb, and we submit that day to you, God. Most of all, that you'll be high and lifted up and honored in all that is done. Lord, we do pray for Japan. Lord, recognizing that 1% Christian, second largest unreached people group in the world. So Lord, I pray that you will touch hearts to be open and receptive to the gospel, that you'll thrust forth the needed labors into the harvest. I pray for Michael Creed and Lord, his ministry through Mustard Seed Network there. I pray that you'll continue to use him and other missionaries there in Japan, Lord, to be on mission exposing the gospel. And Lord, once the gospel is gone forth, may it grip the heart of the hearer. We submit that country to you, praying that you'll sweep it with a God-honoring, God-glorifying revival. Thank you for these men, Lord, who are giving of their time, their talent, their tithe, their skill base that you've given them for your kingdom. I pray that you'll use them this forthcoming week, Lord, in a great way. Keep them safe. Give them wisdom and discernment with the projects they're working on. Help them to be ministering agents to the many that are there on campus at JARS. And Lord, I pray you'll give them open door opportunities to be bold and to share Jesus as they go. So we submit this team to you, Lord. May you use them for your honor and for your glory. And use us, I pray, the remaining portion of this new week to expose the love of Jesus. Have your will your way this Lord's day. May you do a work here today that only you can do. And may we leave here, I pray, a changed people. For it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.
There we go. All right. Amen. Guests, we're so honored that you're here. We want to greet you and get to know you just a little better. So, guests, if this is your first or second time and you never filled out a guest card, if you will, just remain seated so that our members can find you, and also so our ushers can bring you a packet of information. And inside there's a guest card. Please fill it out today. Drop it in the offering plate, or you can give it to your usher of your section as you depart today. All right, guests, so we can find you. Remain seated. Members, please stand, turn around, and greet those around you.
Jesus.
clap of praise today. Aren't you thankful that our Savior is alive and well? Let's go to the Lord in prayer and let's ask Him to bless this offering today. Lord, we love You, we thank You, we praise You today. We thank You so much, God, for the ability to come and to realize where all of our blessings lie, and that is within You. And God, I pray that we never lose sight that You've challenged us to give of our tithes and of our offerings, Lord, to You and to Your work and to Your ministry. May we every day look around and see what You're doing through Your people, through this church, reaching our world for You. And may we be spurned to continue to be faithful in our giving. God, we love You, we thank You, we praise You today for all that You've blessed us with. And Lord, I also pray that today, if there be one here that's lost that does not know the free pardon of sin, they've never given their heart and life to You, God, how I pray that Your Holy Spirit will grip their heart and that You will speak through Your messenger today that they might walk this aisle before it's too late and give their heart to You. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. In the choir room this morning, as we were meeting and preparing and getting ready for the service today, Tim said, you know, I just wonder how many people really catch the very first phrase of this song. And it says, there is a river of gladness. Who in here, at some point in their life, you may be today, searching for gladness, just wanting to find a little bit of joy? Can you imagine how hard it is? Think about how hard it is to try to find gladness and joy in this old rugged world. Oh, but the line answers it. It says, there is a river of gladness where that pours from Emmanuel's veins. Right from our Savior is the ability to find gladness, to find hope, to find the anchor, to find the love that you need in this old dark world. I challenge you today to listen to the words of this song. It talks about when I got saved. Listen to these words.
Sinner was plunged beneath that flood and got saved. Since then I walk in forgiveness. All of my guilt was erased. The chains of the past are broken at last. I got saved. Oh, I got saved.
I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I got Jesus. I could have won more. I've received nothing but goodness. I'm tested and tasted Your grace. I was so lost till I fell at the cross and died.